From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have released body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal shooting of a black man by police there earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday that the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry into the shooting.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
In the videos, officers are heard repeatedly telling Scott, drop the gun. He gets out of his vehicle and is walking away from it when four shots are heard and he falls to the ground. Justin Bamberg is an attorney for the Scott family.
The moment Mr. Scott is shot, it appears as though he's not aggressively moving towards law enforcement. He's actually doing the opposite. He's passively stepping back.
Police also released photographs of a pistol, an ankle holster, and a small piece of a marijuana cigarette, which police reports say Scott was rolling in his SUV when the incident started. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are less than 2 days away from their first presidential debate, but they will suspend weekend preparations to meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday. Netanyahu's office declined to say where the meetings with the two presidential candidates will take place. Trump's campaign staff telephoned the Israeli leader's office to arrange a meeting after finding out Netanyahu was scheduled to meet with his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. The first presidential debate is Monday evening in Hempstead, New York. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. After years in the making, the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public on Saturday. President Obama told the thousands gathered in Washington that African American history is as central to America's story as accounts of the traditional founding fathers.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the site in 2003, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. He called the bronze-colored museum more than a building. It is a dream come true. Syrian government forces and their allies pounded areas of Aleppo on Saturday and recaptured a strategically located Palestinian refugee camp. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the strikes flattened buildings, killed and wounded scores of people, and left thousands without water.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that dozens of people have been killed Saturday and that many others have been buried under collapsed buildings. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the EU's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that stopping illegal immigration and human trafficking are essential to the way forward.
Unser Ziel muss sein, die illegale Migration
She said our goal has to be to stop illegal immigration as much as possible and is what everybody agreed on here. The EU-Turkey Treaty and its implementation is also essential. This year, Austria and other countries largely shut down the so-called Balkan route, a move that left thousands of migrants and refugees stuck in Greece and infuriated the Greek government. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.